How has your mental health been lately? Do you feel burdened or overwhelmed? What about your finances? Do you find yourself living from paycheck to paycheck and working more than one job? If so, I have a solution for you. Visit www.unwrapwellness.com and follow at Unwrap Wellness on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest to view content focused on the importance of putting yourself first as the key to unwrapping wellness. Plus, discover potential part or full-time career opportunities available and connect with the best financial experts to meet your financial goals. Again, visit www.unwrapwellness.com and follow at Unwrap Wellness on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest to connect and unwrap your wellness now.
Why does it take for new experiences for you to realize certain things about yourself? I never would have thought just really doing stuff, really living my best life, that I would be put on the spot in a good way. Hi, I'm Nicole Ebanks. I'm the host of Soul and Substance, the podcast. I'm also a journalist and a blogger, and I'm going to carry you through conversation where we're going to talk about those in-depth topics, those topics we're all afraid to talk about. I can guarantee you transparency, honesty, and pure realness because the perspectives come from my own, celebrities, locals, and you especially. Soul and Substance starts right now. I'm just going to go down the list of new experiences that I've had. My whole thing was, I realized there are certain things that the average person was doing and I haven't yet to experience. Now, the things I'm going to talk about in this episode, for the most part, are a little bit outside of the box or people have done, but you don't really hear it. People really going out for these things. But in terms of me trying to live my best life and really just soak in life, because like I've said in the past, life is too short, I wanted to take advantage of new experiences. And I felt like I did that. One being, back in April, I went to my first speed dating event. I don't think it's necessary for me to go down the intricate details of that night, of how I found parking in DC, how I walked up to the front door. Of course, I was anxious and nervous. I think with any new experience, no matter how confident you are, there is going to be some element of nervous energy that you're going to experience within yourself. But that day, I realized how much I'm still a bit shy. I am, and I have spoken about this in the past. But, you know, I'm shy. And also, I am uncomfortable with people asking me things about myself. I have welcomed dating in my life more so lately, and hence the whole speed dating thing. And I have realized when men have asked me something about yourself, or I don't do that. I'm not someone who truly just freely speaks. And it wasn't until recent experiences that I realized that's something that I struggle with, or I just don't know how to do, as simple as it is. I just don't have that quality. But again, would I have known to the extent of it if I didn't put myself in these positions of, and it was just natural interest of mine that I wanted to do speed dating. I was like, okay, why not? You know what I mean? Maybe I will make it a connection here. I didn't, but the experience I had, and I don't regret it one bit. So with that, I realized how good I am at asking questions, because I always ask questions in interactions. I believe that it has something to do with how I view myself or how I always viewed myself. Maybe I didn't feel like my story was good enough or interesting enough, or I'm intriguing enough that somebody want to hear about me or my values and my thoughts, that type of thing. Because I've never been a talker, but I'm great at asking questions. So it just, I'm learning a lot about myself. And I have pushed, we are coming up to a year since my first open mic night performance. And if you've been here, you know how much of a monumental experience that was for me. And I feel like that experience set the tone for me to step out my comfort zone more. So I feel like with this year, me wanting to, you know, take advantage of more opportunities, wanting to put myself out there and just enjoy life, like the, like going out more, going out to dinner more, going out and not necessarily clubbing or not, like although that's fun, like I love to dance or what have you, but I felt like I just wasn't out socializing as much. Like I would do it, but it wasn't frequent. It wasn't something that on a weekly basis I would do it outside of my friend group. So that has been interesting. Another experience that I have had recently, I went on my first solo trip to Chicago. Now, when I say solo, I did not realize how big of a problem being solo is to people. I've had people at work, associates who have been like, oh, like if I said like, I went out to dinner. Oh, by yourself? I was like, yeah. And they're bothered by it, but I'm good. Like I am okay with being in the presence of Nicole by herself. Like I don't have no trouble being by myself. Yes, you would love to be with your friends or your significant other. Yeah, that's natural. That, I mean, we are meant to be communal or with somebody, but I enjoy my own company. I like being by myself. And everybody got an excuse. If you say, oh, let's do this, let's do that, everyone's fine with it in the beginning. But then when the plans are really set in stone, people fall off. So time waits for nobody. So I went ahead and did it myself. And with a solo trip, Southwest had a deal. Let's keep it honest. And I wanted to take advantage of that. And I was like, you know what? This is me really thrusting myself by myself. And I wanted to try it on my own. I wanted to just explore a city by myself that I wanted to try. And I was like, why not do it by myself? And I loved the trip. I loved it. I took the train from the airport to my hotel, which, trust me, that was not the game plan. I was definitely going to take an Uber. But that worked out great. Saved a lot of money. I didn't even have to pay for my ticket there, my train ticket to the hotel. Someone freely gave me their pass, so thank you, Jesus. Just people flocked to me. I don't know what it was. Like, okay. And that's another thing. Noticing that I just have this aura about me. Yes, I'm tooting my own horn because I feel like people, it says a lot about me that people want to be around me. One, two, just share things. And again, it goes back to me asking the questions and how I do. It's one thing if you're saying like, okay, do you like A, B, or C? Or do you go here? Or do you go there? But I have a way of asking those open-ended questions that get people thinking and get them talking. Talking about things that they wouldn't necessarily say to just anybody. So I met some of the locals and it felt good just exploring by myself. Like, I was afraid to truly go out and be a tourist, but I knew I was going to stay in the downtown area of Chicago. I didn't feel comfortable going out to the residential areas by myself. My whole plan was to go clubbing one of the nights or go to a bar, but again, you know, solo in the big city, I didn't feel comfortable doing that by myself, so I opted out on that. And I don't regret that. I'm glad I listened to myself and just said, you know what, as much as I am getting comfortable in my own skin, I gotta know where my boundaries are and listening to my heart and my body. But I felt good. I really did. And I left that trip feeling like some grown woman. Yes, I am one on a regular day, but achieving that feat, realize how powerful I am and unstoppable, independent. I have really great qualities about myself, but also is me being okay with being by myself, is that a deterrent? Now, I mentioned other people like, oh my gosh, you didn't go with anybody. Why didn't you go with someone? Da 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 da. Which is I'm fine with, but if you're always comfortable with being by yourself and yes, open to other people, are you not attracting people, or are you kind of deterring yourself from meeting people? Are you able to see your flaws and weaknesses when you are by yourself and you don't have anything to go against? I know when I started therapy, my quest was to just focus on therapy, cut off any, you know, potential suitors, like I was going to cut off love altogether, really just stay to myself and my core of people and friends and family. But then a friend reminded me, like, yes, it's great you're going to therapy, you're doing the self-work, and that's phenomenal, that's great, but who says you have to stop dating? Like, dating is the perfect time now for you to do so, because as you're learning how to navigate through life, you're able to practice it as you meet people, as you interact with them, and you're able to see yourself in a greater length and try to fix or take notice of things that come up in therapy and things that you need to work on a little bit more. So I've done that. I've done that. And just a lot of things that are on the horizon that have, again, always pulled me out of my comfort zone, but really put on display of how much I am in my head. At the end of the day, I just realized I think a lot. I think about my assumptions. I try not to assume, especially as a journalist and storyteller and all of that good stuff. I still do it, and my mind will carry on a narrative that's not even close to the truth. And throughout this entire gamut of like new experiences, I have realized how much I am in my head. I overthink a lot, and I would love to release that, and I'm going to try my hardest. Me acknowledging that I have this issue is a great thing, so I'm gonna do better. I'm definitely gonna work on it, and it starts every day. Of course, I'm not always gonna be perfect, I'm not gonna always be on my game, but especially in dating, like I feel like, I remember I said this to a guy. I remember saying, like, you're not going to one-up me. Or maybe I didn't tell him. Maybe I said it to a friend. But I feel like I haven't had, like, terrible dating stories. Nothing like that. But you're not going to get over on me. Like, I feel like I have to keep my guard up. I have to make sure that you don't catch me. You don't get over on me. And that also grows in the idea of me overthinking and always being in my head, because I'm trying to not let the other person make me a fool. And that's cheating me out of life and living in the moment. I am the biggest person who will push you to live your life. Be in the present today, don't think about the future, and definitely don't think about your past. And yet, I don't do that. I don't do that. New experiences, whether big or small, which I don't think need to be measured in that way, are a great thing, not only for you to just check off things off your bucket list or say that you did XYZ, but you learn about yourself. And that's a great thing, whether good or bad. Like, who doesn't want to grow? You know what I mean? Like, yes, the truth hurts. I'm not saying that I'm out here learning about myself and negative thing, weakness, whatever. I'm embracing it to the point where I'm not, like, where I'm, you know, it's roses and daisies. I'm happy. No, I'm like, oh, crap. this is a problem, or I didn't even realize that. Like, y'all, have the experiences, enjoy your life, but take notice, write down, take notes of the things that you are noticing about yourself that are patterns. How you speak to people, how do you interact with others, how do you think of yourself, how do you see yourself every day, what are your capabilities, are you in your own way, you know, all of those things. You know, like, it just, again, life is worth living and it's a blessing. I hate when people tell me, like, especially the older people, when they tell me, like, oh my gosh, you know, that was many moons ago, or I'm so old, I don't celebrate no more. Why would you do that? Like, every day is a blessing. Even if you don't have some big party every year, you don't go to a trip every year, or maybe you do have health issues, be grateful. And that also takes with, every day is a day to learn something new and also a lesson to be learned. So do that. And that's all I got. What new experiences have you had lately? You don't have any? We'll make some. I love you and I mean it. Peace.
Soul and Substance was produced by Nicole Ebanks. The Soul and Substance theme song was produced by Lawrence Ebanks. If you would like to ask for advice or leave comments, send an email to soulandsubstance25@gmail.com. For blog posts, visit soulandsub.wordpress.com and follow us on Instagram at soul.n.substance. That's soul.n.substance.